Let's go to Miami, place where I grew up and enjoyed those Sunday mornings with the sun coming up over Miami Beach. And we'll bring in Alex Pavlovich. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
Come on. Are you, come on. I'm more awake than you.
I'm in Miami. So.
All right. So
there's your explanation.
I just think, first of all, for Miami, and I asked this to John yesterday, is there any buzz at all about this baseball team in Miami?
No, none. I mean, my cab driver didn't even know what I meant when I said Marlins Park. So I think it's, you know, it's kind of sad, actually. You know, they put a lot of money into that park, and they certainly charge a lot to park there for the media and for the media meal and all that. So they're making their money here, but it doesn't seem like anybody really cares.
Yeah, you guys were talking about $20 to park there, and Andy tweeted. I guess Andy didn't park in the media lot. He must have parked out on the street last night and still paid $20.
Yeah, and not to, you know, we have a great job, and I don't complain too often, but this is the only place in the majors where they bring out food in the middle of the game, as most places do, and most places you go there and they have some nachos or some hot dogs in the third or fourth inning, and this is the only place where they ask you to pay again. So it,
really?
You know, I think the reputation that they have down here and that the owner here has and what they did to this city to get the money to build that park, I think it's well-deserved.
Yeah, boy, you don't mess with our food and our parking. You know, as media people, we want that to be okay. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's a little steep when you charge what they do for dinner and then to charge a little bit more for nachos at 8:30. I don't know. I we're used to so many places where it's just part of the package. And it's one of those things where, like, the coffee runs out here, the ice runs out in the middle of the game, and you just, you know, anywhere else you'd kind of shake it off. But here you realize that everything they've done is to save money and even with the team they put on the field. So why would it be any different in the press box?
Yeah, too bad. By the way, just so we'll leave this subject on this Sunday morning, Alex Pavlovich with us. How's the food in the media dining room? And we love the food in San Francisco. I've said often they ought to have it open even when the team's not there. I would go there to eat. How's the food in Miami?
It's really good, actually. I mean, not to complain about those people or anything. It's just, like, you know, what they do everywhere else around the ballpark is a little bit different.
All right. All right, let's talk baseball with you. First of all, the game last night. You heard me talk about Sandoval. I mean, I look at him. He's happy again. He, of course, looks different. How has this all come about? Is this for real? And is this Sandoval back to where he was?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's always a happy-go-lucky guy, but even the last 2 weeks, he seems to be really back to the guy that first kind of fans fell in love with and the guy who got that Kung Fu Panda nickname and all that. And he looks, I mean, I wrote it a couple of days ago before he told us how much he had lost, that I thought he had lost at least 20 pounds. I mean, he looks really good compared to what we've seen the last 2 years and really has worked hard. And he told us yesterday he hired his brother, who's a personal chef now, and makes some healthy meals every night and every single morning, and he's lost 22 pounds in about 6 weeks, which is pretty hard to do, and even when you're somebody who's at that weight. And I think the most important thing was that he said this is kind of just the beginning. This is something he understands, that he has a long way to go. He has to lose a lot more going into next year. But, you know, everybody thought all along that with free agency coming up at some point he would get in great shape, and I think it's a good sign that he's done it here in July and August and really seems intent on finishing strong this year and coming in next year and having the best season of his career.
Boy, it would be huge. And I, no pun, of course, I use, you know, you say yeah. These words, but, you know, honestly, to have the third baseman hitting the way he hits and have the first baseman hitting the way he's hit since the Dominic Brown discussion with him, that's Brandon Belt, you go out and get a left fielder, and I think the offense actually is sufficient to come back and compete with anybody next year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at the way Crawford's hit and the way Belt is hitting, and, you know, not just what he did with Dominic Brown, but I think the more important thing for him was moving back in the box and seeing pitches a little bit longer, and that's allowed him to, you know, just really have more confidence going up there, and we've seen it. I mean, not just the hits, but the walks. So he's a different player here, and looks like this one is finally going to be for real. And Sandoval, like you said, I mean, you throw that in there with Posey, and I still think the odds are good that they'll re-sign Pence, and even though he's kind of had, you know, a down season here at times, he's still a dangerous hitter and still kind of a, you know, a pretty good option if you're looking at a fifth or sixth hitter. And you throw a real left fielder in there, and all of a sudden this lineup gets pretty good again. And
yeah.
Ends up with Pagan, too. So, it could be a pretty deep lineup.
You got to deal with Pence, and I think that's your point. Even no matter what he does, you have to deal with him. And you can't overlook him as a pitcher, and I think that's where he helps. Is Pagan on a schedule to come back? I said last night September 1st. Is that accurate?
I think right after that, probably. We're, what, around the 18th here, and he played, I think he played 5 innings last night. So my guess would be he probably has another few days down there in Arizona, and if all goes well, he'll join San Jose or Fresno. I think we're looking the first week of September unless something goes wrong, and so far everything's gone well for him.
Yeah, when the rosters expand, then you don't have to make any moves. He just comes off the DL, and, you know, you have him. So my guess is September 1st. That's Sunday down in Arizona. I think that's the first for him. Hey, Matt Cain last night, I talked about this. I thought he pitched a great game last night. Gave up the bomb to Stanton after giving up a hit. And, of course, he worked his way out of that 38-pitch inning, made a nice play in the field. But he looked like he had some attitude last night.
Yeah, he told us, I think he said, I was probably definitely heated after not getting that check swing on Stanton. And,
right.
You know, I thought it was funny. MLB Twitter account tweeted out that home run and said, all you need to know about Stanton's swing. And it was a pretty amazing homer, and it went pretty far. And, you know, just live watching that ball take off was unbelievable. And that guy is really just a special talent. But they showed Kane's reaction to that, and it was Kane's reaction to the umpire. He was pretty pissed off about the previous call, and he went out there. He told us last night, you know, he's a pretty cerebral guy for the most part, and he told us, I can't pitch like that. You know, I can't pitch angry for 7 innings, but I can do it for 3 batters, and I think we saw it. He went out there, he was pissed off, and the next 3 guys paid for it.
Yeah, he did, and I thought his velocity was very good last night. He had a little bit of trouble in that one inning when he lost the plate, you know, coming up with the slider where he wanted to throw it. But I thought his fastball velocity, a lot of movement and a lot of pitches going off the plate, a lot of movement for him. Honestly, last night I said to myself, wow, you know, we've struggled with Cain to some degree. I mean, since June, you know, 2.84 in run average and all that. But he's not been that one guy that we always could count on. But these last 3 or 4 starts, and when I saw last night, I said, you know something? He's that guy again, that you just hand him the ball, and I think you're going to get it back in the 7th inning.
Yeah, and again, as we start this conversation talking about good signs for next year and Sandoval, I think that's one of the best ones, is you again know that going into next season, you're probably throwing Madison Bumgarner and Matt Cain back out there at what they're used to and kind of back at their best. So I think it's a great way to start any season, and it's a great way to start any series when you have those two guys going at somebody, and they look like they're ready to be co-aces again. I fully expect that to be the case next year. There were some worries about Cain, and there were some starts where you really had to wonder if he was headed for the disabled list, if he was headed for some sort of surgery at some point, just because he was so off. But I think he's kind of settled it down the last 6 weeks here and looks really good in the second half. And his intent on finishing strong, like you said, the velocity last night, I mean, there were a lot of 93s out there, which for him is pretty good at this point. And it was a pretty good fastball, and one that everybody, with the exception of Stanton, had a lot of trouble with.
Alex, one of the callers last night noted that I omitted Affeldt from the Stanford Health Report, and I did. I just forgot about him because I haven't read anything about him in about a month. Well, what's up with Affeldt?
You know, we actually asked about him the other day and asked if there was an update, and Bruce Bochy gave us kind of a non-answer, just kind of said, yeah, nothing new, and then we went on to talk about Angel Pagan. So I think he's kind of, you know, he continues to rehab, continues to throw, but at this point in the season, given his age and given what it would take to get back on the field, I think they're not going to rush him. You know, I'm sure he'd like to get back and get comfortable the last 2 or 3 weeks, but we're looking at something. All along, we were looking at, you know, I think probably a pretty serious rehab process. So it's going to take a while, and I don't think it's quite the same case as with Pagan, where you want that guy who's missed pretty much the whole year to come out there and get a few major league at-bats and chase down a ball in the gap and make sure he feels confident. I think Jeremy will be fine, and really I think this is a season that he's probably eager to put behind him and come back next year and make good on that contract the Giants gave him.
All right, I know you have to get to work, and we're on till 8:55, a nice early morning here. Is it a beautiful morning in South Florida? I used to love walking down to the beach about this time, about 7 or 8 o'clock, and taking a look as that sun came up. How's it looking this morning?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day out here. It'd be a nice day to go out on the beach, but we'll go and sit indoors and watch some baseball, which isn't bad at all. It was funny. I went down to breakfast, and there's nobody down there yet, which I assume means most of them just got in a couple hours ago. So I'm sure in a couple hours, they'll all be waking up and out there on the beach.
Yeah, where are you staying?
I'm at a Sheraton down on South Beach somewhere, or I guess it's North Beach. I don't know. It's a little far away from all the action, but it's nice. It's right on the water.
Collins Avenue, right?
Yeah, right there.
Come on, those look, you got to remember, I grew up there, and I thought I had gone to heaven coming from Brooklyn. So you can imagine what it looked like. It was a lot of fun. It really was.
Yeah, I'm sure your eyes were bugging out of your head when you moved down here.
Come on, it was great. I loved it. So I'm glad you're there. I'm glad you're having a good weekend. And they got the right guy pitching today for the ball club, Bumgarner. And he's just been out of sight. And he leads the club in pitching just about every category.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about this last night as we left the ballpark. I think for this group, they're way out of it, and the Dodgers have won 42 out of 50. But I still think there are times where they can feel pretty good about themselves. And I think walking out of here with a sweep would be one of those times. I think it would be a happy flight back to San Francisco. And they have a tough homestand coming up, but they've played good baseball for about 2 weeks now. So,
yeah.
You know, it's time for them to play a little bit better and finally get some wins out of that. I think today's a big one for them.
I agree. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time. And will you be there tomorrow night?
No, I'm going to take that first one off, but I'm sure I'll see you Tuesday.
All right, good. Thanks so much for coming on. Always, we really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Marty.
All right, thank you. Alex Pavlovich, Bay Area Newspaper Group. You can follow him on Twitter, Alex, Pavlovic. And, of course, his blog and Andy's blog and Henry and Chris Haft. They're good. They're good baseball people. And that's the key to the whole thing. Good baseball people. All right.